last time. I've said this before, and I said this many, many times. Fans are weird when it comes to battle rap, especially you Gen Zs. Okay, you see Kendrick and Cole battle rapping, and if somebody says, man, I want to hear that motherfucking spoken word rap, you fucking know what spoken word is. It seems like to me, y'all are so used to melodics and I be getting to the money every single time that y'all kind of forgot what real rap is. I mean, this is when I get on the, this is when I lean into my old head mentality, because it's almost as if, okay, if you have a rap battle, because it seems to me these kids have never seen or never studied, you know, rap battles in the past, right? And it seems to me like y'all are so obsessed with melodics and vocals, vocal pitches, like we're singing, even tonality, because even Joe Budden's on that shit. Like, it's just the tone. Like, if I'm rapping with a chill tone on a chill beat, then that would mean that I'm not serious. No, I'm matching the energy of the fucking beat. If you're rapping, even you are rapping with it, because fans are so retarded, they'll know that maybe that's just how the fuck your voice is. So even you are aggressive with your voice, it's just this, how this, like I told you, how I rap, now I'm talking to you, is exactly how my fucking voice is. And there is no faking it, there's no putting on a chill voice, this is how the fuck it is. Even Vince Staples rap like this. However, fans want to fucking play this little game where, okay, y'all are obsessed with niggas, you know, the mainstream, the mainstream, you have to have choruses. J. Cole has multiple songs with no choruses on his new album. That, of course, y'all slept on because of that J. Cole, because that Kendrick Lamar beef, that Kendrick Lamar track. That's one. Two, if Drake has done multiple songs with no fucking goddamn hooks, and Kendrick, so the big three all have songs with no hooks. Let an underground rapper, let's say me, hop on a fucking beat, and I don't put no hook on it. Where is the hook? And if I were to sit there and tell these stupid ass niggas, well, just common, Drake does it, a lot of rappers do it with no hook. Rock Marciano has songs with no hooks, and yet at the same time, well, you need hooks, you need the catchiness. Shut up. Again, y'all want niggas to fucking be mainstream, then y'all fucking say some disrespectful shit like, to be honest, bro, the only reason why I even fuck with your music is because your beats and your hooks are simple, your bars are nothing special. And keep in mind how fans undervalue bars is fucking ridiculous. Keep in mind, it's biased. If you're a J. Cole fan and J. Cole spits some crazy bars, of course you're gonna think the shit is dope. If you are a Kendrick fan who don't like J. Cole because they're beefing, his bars are not good. Like Anthony Fantano, he's very biased when it comes down to Kendrick. Kendrick says the most crazy. There's songs where, like the song New Freezer, he's just saying random shit. Anthony Fantano don't say nothing about that. On the song Goosebumps, as I listen back to it, Kendrick does not fit on that motherfucking song, and yet he doesn't say nothing. Like I told you, these reviewers, they're fans too, and like fans, most fans, they're very biased. They're very biased. Very biased. You fell off like the Simpsons, J. Cole says. Okay, nigga, what rapper does not say motherfucking bars? Even if you've been doing this for like a long time, you're going to miss. You're going to say some bars that people don't like. You're going to say some shit like that. I don't get what fans, with their obsession. I'm talking about even rappers who are fans of other rappers, with their obsession with rappers having like every bar just has to be ooh fire, ooh, come on, bro. Most of us don't give a fuck about that shit. You know why? Because even when we do push our opinion, you don't fucking even care that we're doing it. And after the time, y'all niggas stay on our old shit to the point where when you don't even see that we're getting better at the craft. It's just like look at Big Sean. He's dope, but because y'all still remember his cringy phase where he was saying a whole bunch of doiny, doiny, doiny rhymes, anything that he does that is even remotely of him stepping up, you don't fucking appreciate. You don't appreciate that. You know, when you say, I'm a Big Sean fan, let me tell you something. Most of y'all niggas ain't even real fans. Or because you say you a fan, I mean that you are a fan. I'm just being real with you. It's like, let's be real. It's like if someone heard my older shit, right? Right now, people are like, oh, Mike's fire. Look, he's spitting bars, da da da, whatever. If you go back on my older shit and hear my shit like Anime Girls and Pizza Cast, all my diversity back then, as y'all niggas were up and down, what makes a real rapper is diversity. But y'all pick and choose. In your mind, a rapper that stays true to the same sound is a GOAT, even though you're just making the same shit. Like, you're pick and choosing. So, if someone were to, one moment, hold on. Okay, where we at? All right. So like I said, if someone was like listening to my older shit, let's say some around Pizza Cast and shit like that, you will sit there and hold that against me. Even though I made that song back in 2018, so that's like, what, 4 or 5 years ago? But that's part, and keep in mind, there's people who strangely like those kind of songs. And don't be surprised if people say, well, I miss when Mike was making fun songs like this. His songs were cool, and it was unique. Y'all don't want unique shit. But fans are weird when it comes down, especially like y'all Gen Z. Let me go back to what I'm talking about. Y'all know what the fuck a rap battle is, because y'all never seen a rap battle before. I think this is the thing. Y'all niggas obviously watch battle rap. You do. But in your morbid mind, the only time that is cool is when it's in battle rap, you know, like a URL or something like that. But when it comes down to diss tracks, you niggas are just oblivious. It's like y'all show how dumb and stupid that you are. If someone types a three sentence about something, man, no one trying to read all that shit. And then y'all talk about, well, that's that spoken poetry shit. Like I told you in my last podcast, rap is poetry. If you have poetry class, any poetry class, and you have the teacher's gonna always use a rap song as an example of poetry. Y'all use these fucking damn poetic, you know, terms all the time. Stanzas, refrains. You know what I'm saying? It's weird because they mean the same thing. Like a refrain is a fucking hook. But you'll say, you need to have some reframes in your hook, like these rap coaches tell you. But what they don't tell you is there are some songs where Drake doesn't have no hooks. You know, even Kendrick has songs with no hooks. J. Cole got songs with no hooks. But they'll make sure to tell you, underground rapper, even you independent radio stations, if I were to make a song just spitting bars, rapping my ass off, you're going to sit there and say, this song would have been cool if it had a hook. Like, you're rapping your ass off, and I get it, and I hear y'all niggas say that you get it, because you don't get it, because you're trying to put a rapper in a fucking box. You can say, I'm not, you are. I get it, you're just trying to, like, you're doing the thing where you just focus mostly on the bars, but bro, I believe, like, you have some good hooks, simple hooks that y'all niggas are so retarded to understand that hooks are supposed to be simple, not just a verse. Like, you making, like, nowadays, you want hooks to be versus these other niggas saying, your hooks are too simple. They're supposed to be simple. Because how you going to remember the song? And sometimes, let's look at J. Cole. When he made the hook towards the song, dissing Kendrick, that was a verse. Remember the thing that you say that you're not supposed to do? But wait, well, that's J. Cole. Be unique. Shut up. If someone is okay, then when I be unique, it's still a fucking problem. This is why we say what we say. This is why I say what I say. This is why Ruben says what he says. It's fucking retarded. You just want artists in the underground to be the new mainstream. Because you're starting to see mainstream rappers are taking a little bit of risk. Why? Because they got a fan base that let them do what the fuck they want to do. When you're underground, like even with, Promo God, he says, well, you ain't got to worry about your image because no one doesn't know you. Then somebody says, well, I disagree. Nigga, no one knows you. Who cares? And when you're underground, no one's a fuck about you. No one's a fuck about what the fuck you're doing. Besides the people that actually listen to your shit. No one cares about what the fuck you're doing. Nigga, y'all look at every rapper on SoundCloud as nobodies. Because everyone, and if I listen to them, when I listen to rappers on SoundCloud, they're just experimenting, having fun, making music. You niggas literally want artists to just simply just make what people want to hear. And especially when you send songs to independent radio stations. And I noticed that. Because y'all sit there, and when rappers are just having fun and being experimental and doing what the fuck they want to do, as they should, because it was like that before they started fucking really doing it for real. You're making their best music. Like the music that you niggas hold dear, you can bet your ass they're having fun with it. They didn't even know they were going to have a fan base like that. I'm sure when Young Lean made that song, that bitch is coming, go. Like, he was having fun with that before he blew up. He was having fun with that. When it's no longer fun, you can't blame the artist because you're kind of making it not fun. And when the artists try to have fun again with their music, it's a problem to you because you put them on these stupid-ass pedestals. Now there's pressure, which it shouldn't be no pressure on a rapper that's not even signed. Like, seriously, like, why have pressure on an artist and they're underground? Why do that? And then we do, you know, make the music videos and shit like that. We ain't half of us ain't got money like that. So we can't get the Cole Bennett's. I mean, if I do have a lyrical lemonade, you know how fucking weird I fucking look? Mike Sense, first of all, rap name. That's a dumb rap name to most. I'm stuck with it now. Is what it is. Second of all, what the fuck am I doing on Cole Bennett? Second of all, it's gonna probably be the most hated fucking video. See what I'm saying? You don't see Bo Lee James on no fucking Cole Bennett, and I like Cole Bennett, but you don't see Bo Lee James doing that shit. That's the funny thing. Y'all niggas don't want no one to be underground. You don't want no one to be like in the Bo Lee James box, in the Dumbo Genesis box. I'd rather be in that box in the current than the Kendrick box. Clearly, my music is not like that, because y'all will openly say, because I remember on Repost Exchange, I just wanted to see something. This dude openly said, unfortunately, this is talking about my song, Lost in My Psyche. Unfortunately, that song will not make it on the charts. Like, who cares? And y'all niggas talk as if y'all in the industry. Y'all just stupid ass fans who talk industry talk. Anyone, I can talk like that. Hey, you know, this song is cool, but based off the sound and based off the numbers that you have, I don't think that the mainstream masses will even accept this. You sound like that. Y'all niggas sound like y'all are A&Rs and you're not. Like, shut the fuck up, to be honest with you. You're not real fans. You are literally watering down the underground with that shit. And a lot of niggas are just following that trend and thinking, and you got kids who, because you speak like that, they don't see that you're just talking out your ass. Because like I told you, many a times, people have been proven retarded niggas like you wrong. Look at XXXTentacion. This bitch said the exact same thing about his song Look At Me and saying how the mixing is fucked up and it would not blow up. And that was his biggest fucking song. And they didn't even remaster it. They kept it like that. So what are we talking about? Y'all don't want artists to fucking live up to their true potential. Your version of true potential is making the exact same shit and expanding on something that's already done. Oh, look, here's a unique sample. Let me add some boom bappy drums. It's so unique. Only thing you're doing is putting unique add-ons to something that's already done. You kind of making it familiar and unique in the same time. And even when you're doing that, aka the Lost in My Psyche beat, fans are going to steal the industry-minded motherfuckers who talk like A&Rs. They're going to still sit there and say, oh, the beat, I don't like the beat. The beat is just weird. I don't like that beat. But if it was a trap beat, when we all know this, it was like, again, look at J. Cole, when the first part of that song, he's dissing Kendrick. Fans are not liking it because it's a trap beat. It's a trap beat. But the second half, oh, that conductor beat is fire. He can really spit bars. Nigga, I study J. Cole. I can rap like that. But the thing about it is, and I like J. Cole. I like Kendrick. I like those rappers. Out of the big three, Drake and Kendrick are the only rappers I really fuck with. Mostly Kendrick, because he's the first rapper in the big three that I actually fucked with and had a personal connect. When I mean personal connect, I mean, he literally, he was, before he blew up, because my wife lived in the exact same projects as J-Rock. Believe what you fucking, like, believe what you fucking, but it's the truth. Because people love to fucking be like, you're lying, you're lying, you're lying. Where's the proof? I'm like, nigga, my wife's brother is in the fucking, if they don't, if the hood gonna love it video, and they shot that shit right there by the house. My girl ain't gonna lie to me. So she met Kendrick before he blew up. He tried to holler at her before, like, while me and her were dating. This is like back in 2008. This is before Kendrick blew up. This is when he was underground, because they live right there. J-Rock lives literally next door to my father-in-law's old house. Now, take that if you will. That's the only reason why, and not only that, because Kendrick's from the West Coast, and I'm kind of biased when it comes down to West Coast. Keep in mind, but I'm not biased to the point where West Coast rappers are better, because I've heard a lot of whack-ass West Coast rappers, especially on the bus when my fucking goddamn earbuds are out. And I gotta hear y'all niggas rapping like the same. As much as y'all niggas be saying that y'all hate the same shit, y'all sure do fucking appreciate it. Because I listen to what's on the streets. Niggas just want to hear shit that's familiar to them. And even in the underground, y'all just want to hear familiar shit. It's weird. The underground is the only place where you can make what the fuck you want to make. But since the underground has gotten too mainstream, and you have too many fucking people coming into the underground trying to critique shit and tell artists that got unique ideas and unique ears for shit and unique taste for shit to dumb it down, because they say this to me, to dumb it down, hop on trap beats, or hop on whatever trend that's hot, like hyper pop, which sound like some video game beats. And trust me, if you have on unique beats, watch them sit there and say, Luigi Mansion type beat. Notice how these niggas don't ever say that about a boom bappy beat or a trap type beat. But it'd be a beat that's completely left. But it's weird because don't you motherfuckers, back in the early SoundCloud days, didn't Ski Mask sample Kids Next Door? Didn't he sample, y'all sampled a lot of weird shit back in the days, like of the early SoundCloud era. Did y'all not fucking, even back in the 90s, man, they was sampling fucking goddamn Cookie Monster. That's not new. Now all of a sudden, type beat, dude. It's Luigi Mansion type beat. And that's what y'all niggas based the song off. I can talk about my depression, and y'all would only focus on the two main things that had nothing to do with the fuck I'm talking about. How y'all niggas, but then again, you let niggas hop on beats and just say whatever they want and call that shit fire. Okay, that's nice. That's you. But then again, it just shows your stupidity when it comes to real rappers rapping back and forth. That's that spoken word shit, which is not spoken word. Look up what's that's spoken word is completely different than what the fuck they're doing. Y'all just not used to lyricism. And only thing that you're doing is making the old heads, proving the old heads point about how stupid Gen Z acts. Because y'all go on TikTok, talk all that big shit about how lyrical rap is boring and any rapper that does lyrical, like, nigga, y'all literally hunt down niggas who do lyrical rap and call them garbage because you don't understand what the fuck they're doing. Then you call it ABC rap. Even though, last time I checked, Dr. Seuss don't fucking write internal rhymes in his fucking books. ABC rap is, I got a car, I got a girl. Like, basically what every rapper in the mainstream sounds like. I get to the money, y'all niggas is funny, y'all niggas is dummy. I get on these beats and y'all niggas go dummy. And the only reason why y'all niggas that flow is cool in ABC is because it's bouncy. That's the only reason. Internal rhymes are not bouncy. At all. To be honest, y'all motherfuckers ain't nothing but vaginas. To be perfectly honest, I'm not feeling none of you rhymers. Some of y'all big timers ain't nothing but vaginas. RIP Tame One. That don't sound bouncy. At all. I get in the booth, I'm spitting the truth, I'm fucking your bitch, I'm getting this rich, I'm driving in cars. That's one syllable. But y'all niggas will fucking sit there. And even if you go from a internal rhyme flow, because I do this shit all the time, and you kind of break it down because you gotta be within time. There's a lot of things that go with rapping. So people sit there and say rapping, people just play instruments, rapping is easy. No, it's a whole lot of shit you gotta know. It's more than just here's a beat, let me write. You have to be in time with the fucking beat. I used to think if the beat was slower, I can just do whatever I want. No, it still gotta be in time. Even down to your wording, down to the wording, everything has to be in time. If it's not in time, it'll be completely off. And keep in mind, as much as motherfuckers are so used to rappers rapping perfectly on beat like this, it's boring. That's why I switch up the flow every once in a while. And even with that, people say, it's impressive. Anytime when, and I know it's the thing about you motherfuckers on, we post exchange on SoundCloud, y'all motherfuckers be very fucking dodgy when artists try to do different things that you don't normally hear rappers do. Y'all get really on some, you know, bullshit. And even y'all don't know what a swing is. And there's sometimes I do the little swings within the flow. I'm like, see, because right there, he was kind of falling off the beat. Yeah, it's okay. It's a swing. But it has to be perfect. And that's the reason why Dr. Dre don't fucking release shit. You can't get mad at Dr. Dre for being a perfectionist when you put him in this pedestal to be one. You can't complain about rappers taking too long to drop albums when you put them on these fucking pedestals to be perfect. This is why niggas don't put out, like, look at me. I'm recording random songs and I'm not even putting them. The only thing I do is pick what I think is quote-unquote my best music, my best songs, and put them out. Because when I mean quote-unquote, I mean, nigga, even if it's released, niggas ain't gonna fuck with that shit. Now, if you got people who got ears and are like, who is this Mike Sins guy? I'm on fucking YouTube Music. When I see my song as the new release, that means everyone is seeing that. Mike Sins, Twilight Views, what's that? Click on that shit. Oh, he got some good songs. There's a lot of, I'm like, come on, dog. I'm just saying. But back to what I'm saying about fans. This is weird to me. It's weird. But y'all be saying these stupid bars and dumb bars. Nigga, I can name Biggie said some fucking suspect shit. Cannabis said some suspect shit. You know, I knew what the fuck he was trying to say. But there is no internet thing about me. I'm so conscious. Since y'all are so, you know, deeply into overly analyzing lyrics to the point we can't say stupid shit in lyrics because you put us on this high pedestal as goat rappers. Like, niggas compare me to Kendrick. I'm not even Kendrick. But your bars, and no matter what you say, keep in mind, these niggas don't know. I don't care. But yet, you talk to me like I give a fuck. See, like, that bar right there wasn't strong enough, or that bar right there could have been said different. And you're talking to a nigga that does not care. Because you do not care. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, I'm going to show you niggas I can rap. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. I'm not doing that. I refuse to sit there and let niggas pressure me to write my best shit. And then once I show you, see, I wrote my best shit. And it's still not good enough. Because then you're no longer writing for you. You're writing to get approval by a bunch of motherfuckers that don't really like you. Let's be real with it. Fans wait for artists to fall off or drop a bad album. You've seen what the fuck they did to fucking Kendrick. Even though Mr. Morale's not a bad album. Niggas don't like when you take risks in your own music. They feel uncomfortable. Why you think when I rap over other beats besides Boom Bap Beat, Jazzy, Godzilla beats that everyone their moms rap over, it's, I'm scared. Come on, Mike. Get back to the real you, because the real you is always what everyone else does. Because don't think for a second Boom Bappy rap is this, like, rare sound. It's not rare. Motherfuckers is fucking lazy. Hell, Gang Green just dropped a fucking new song, which is Gang Green consists of, I forgot this rapper's name, and it's Alchemist. They had a dope album last year. I'm copping that for real, physically. Even though I'm listening to it on digital. I just want to just keep the album. But Yeah, I understand that kind of sound, but that sound is not going anywhere because a lot of rappers that do that sound, y'all just lazy. But it sounds good when you do it. Of course it does. I grew up in the 90s. Of course it sounds good when I do it. It sounds good when a 16-year-old does it because they understand what it is. And that's the key thing, understanding. I don't understand hyperpop. So what the fuck I look like hopping on a hyperpop beat? I understand trap, but God forbid if I do that. You see what they did with J. Cole up on that trap beat, which is weird because y'all didn't get mad at him doing trap beats before. But it's a diss song. You don't warm up on a diss song. Nigga, I've seen a lot of rappers send warm-up shots to rappers back in the days. Like, it's not new. You're acting like subliminals are new. Nigga, Biggie shot subliminals to Tupac. Jay-Z shot subliminals to Tupac. It's not new. Subliminal shots are not fucking new in rap. Y'all just saying that shit just because y'all just stupid and don't do your homework on hip-hop. You see why it's fucking important to do that? Because y'all sound stupid when you say, man, J. Cole and Kendrick over here doing that motherfucking spoken word type of shit. Because you don't know what rap is. Y'all just know, like, these kids and the Gen Zs, their knowledge of rap goes as far back as 2016. That's what they know. When Xentacion came out, they were like in middle school. That's all they know. Or when Amigos came out, that's all they know. They don't know nothing about. I'm not saying all, but most of them don't know nothing about what we grew up listening to. And so they don't know nothing about what the fuck we grew up to. I'm like, but we don't need to do that. Okay, fine, good. But don't you fucking throw your little fucking opinions into rap battle. Y'all niggas, it is weird because y'all look at URL. I see that y'all do that. Y'all niggas rap. Y'all use punchlines and metaphors. Sound like battle rappers. Y'all know what lyrics are. Y'all seen battle rap. So when it comes down to on wax, y'all motherfuckers over here looking stupid. And then let's be real, nigga. When it comes down to rap, it's also, what's that word? Also, it goes with skin color, too. Because I noticed that rap fans, y'all make fun of light-skinned rappers a lot. It's not just Drake, J. Cole, Logic, any rapper that has light-skinned pigment. Y'all motherfuckers, if you're a male rapper and you're light-skinned, which means you have a white mother and a black father, these niggas will treat you like a mutt. They don't even care about your lyricism. I noticed that. I really noticed that. It's fucking stupid, by the way. Like, if you dark skinned like me, they don't treat you like they're like, yeah, they do. No. It's worse with light skinned rappers. It's way worse. You know, with that little card, y'all call this nigga corny. Hell, y'all niggas are just, like I told you, y'all remind me, but it's Gen Z. You know, y'all still in high school, but it's still, even back then, it's still stupid because. You know, it's like when people make fun of Jaden Smith because he wants to read books and, like, read, you know, dictionaries and learn while the rest of the kids act stupid. Y'all are like, come on, act dumb. Come on, you're boring. Bro, over here reading books and shit? Sounds like how I was when I was in high school. Because I didn't want to indulge in the bullshit that y'all niggas be doing because it is bullshit, no matter the era. And I'm just sitting over here chilling out with my nerdy friends because they were the only ones that accepted me for who the fuck I am. Niggas didn't start fucking with me until I got my gear up. But when I was, you know, hanging out with my little nerdy friends and playing, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh cards and Magic the Gathering, I still play it. I don't care. I mean, Yu-Gi-Oh, but on the PlayStation emulator. And reading comic books, I still read comic books. And play video games, still do that. That's why I find it funny how y'all niggas be on TikTok saying, if you're over 30 playing video games, shut up. Nigga, I'm gonna be 40 playing video games. You ain't gonna tell me nothing. Shit, I remember when I seen my mom and my dad play Pac-Man. Nigga, video games are forever, nigga. Shut up. Y'all niggas play video games all the time. You tell us we can't play video games. It's like how y'all niggas talk about, if the youngsters eat, old heads just stop rapping. No, rap's for everybody. And when Killer Mike did what he did and won them Grammys, all bets are off, nigga. And when Jelly Roll, who's 36, by the way, won a motherfucking Grammy, all bets are off, nigga. So all that, it's a young man's game, is bullshit. Now, us 30-year-old rappers can make music for a 30-year-old fan base. Now, I'm not saying a young kid ain't gonna like what a 30-year-old rapper makes. Most of the people who fuck with me are kids. People who ask me for features are kids. Cool. No problem with that. I'm not trying to, and anything about it is, they don't want me to switch it up. As long as they fuck with me, for me, I'm fine. It's just there's other fans who talk that industry shit I do not fuck with. Respect, and I don't care if you're a rapper yourself. You do trap and hyper-pop, that's you. But don't sit there and tell me that I need to do that, because you don't want me to sit there and tell you, man, you better rap over these boom-bappy beats. Nigga, what you listen to, what you like, and what you do has nothing to do with me. You are making music for a particular fan base, and so am I. So I don't understand about diversity. Nigga, if you keep on switching up your fucking sound completely like that, like Viper Pop is different. I'm talking about, like, you do a whole 360. I'm talking about sound. People always talk about, it's the beast, it's your sound. Then say that, like Little Baby or the Baby. He raps over the same beats. You can't say that about me. But you do about the same boom bap beats. It's not the fucking same boom bap beats. The samples are different. The drums are different. The BPMs are different. And that's what it is. You can't ever say I don't rap over the same beats. You can't say I use the same fucking flow. Now, in your mind, the same voice. But in the real world, I'm talking about that. That's what the flow is. That's what it's going to always be. So what y'all trying to do, trying to redefine what a flow is, fuck that. To me, a flow will always be da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Niggas be talking that shit. Homie, I don't give no fucks. That's a flow to me. And that's going to forever be a flow to me. My voice has nothing to do with that. It's just the way you pronunciate your words, which I do. When I elongate my words by saying, these niggas ain't fucking with me, though. Besides, these niggas ain't fucking with me, though. Like, I do that on all of my songs. So, when niggas are about, you so monotone, I wish that you added more energy in your delivery. It means that you want me to fucking yell. I'm rapping on beat. You hear the intensity in my fucking voice. I'm elongating my motherfucking goddamn vowels, which breaks the fucking monotone. I'm perfectly on beat. And even when I'm switching flows, I'm on beat. I'm singing. I'm saying why the fuck I feel with my chest. And because the motherfucking fact I'm not doing, and this is what I've been, this is the shit I'm talking about. I love Kendrick, and it's not his fucking fault. Once Kendrick dropped that verse for Family Ties, when he just punches in every motherfucking part of his verse, but play this motherfucking voice like this, would it make me want to kiss my brother? I'm finna go in and kill these rappers. That became the whole fucking goddamn thing. Now you got, you know, rappers punching in every single bar, but the thing about it is Kendrick writes his shit. People forget you can do both. And, you know, and how he does it is he'll say, for these four bars, I'm gonna rap like this, punch. And then for the next bar, I'm gonna rap like this. That's what Kendrick is doing. No, I mean, he's writing, he's punching it in writing. He's not off the top of the dome. Nipsey's off the top of the dome. He admits that. He raps off the top of the dome. Old Nipsey never rapped off the top of the dome. Ever. He was really technical and lyrical. Old new Nipsey, R.I.P., he is speaking, he's saying how he feels. He's punching in every word. It's simple. But you feel what the fuck he's saying. He ain't gotta be overly exaggerative, because that's his voice. Even when he's rapping really chill, that's his voice. And that's what these dumb fans don't realize. If you have a baritone voice, you can't fucking help. You can only go up a couple of ranges. If you sit there and go beyond that, then it's not authentic. People are not feeling what the fuck you're saying. But it's weird, because you want niggas to sound like cartoon characters when they're rapping. And you got to understand, what are you talking about? What is this beat telling you? If I'm making a song about my dad, I'm going to have a fuck about how much I miss my dad. I'm going to rap with a very somber tone to show you, yeah, man, I miss my pops. Da-da-da-da. I'm not going to fucking go bananas like, I miss my daddy. I miss my... Okay, prime example with the song Liquor Store. I wrote that and I said that with a very somber delivery. Like, he was a broken man. Broken home. I want you to really feel what the fuck I'm saying. And you ain't gotta overly do it to make people fucking feel what the fuck you're saying. I want you to really feel what this man is going through, what this girl is going through. Know what I'm saying? That's what the fuck I'm doing. And you got niggas want you to over exaggerate your delivery as if I don't know what the fuck y'all niggas talking about. Y'all niggas are so obsessed with high energy, that y'all niggas trying to sound monotone yourselves. If every fucking song, even the songs where you are trying to be, you know, somber, has high energy, and the beat doesn't fucking have high energy, that is as equally monotone as anything. Like, look at Navy Blue. Navy Blue, he's cool. You don't see no one call him boring. But see, when you have independent radio stations that only listen to what was on the fucking radio, was popular, they don't know nothing about Navy Blue. They might know MF Doom, but they don't know nothing about MF Doom. Better yet, they don't want to hear that nigga. Why? He's too monotone. So any rapper are a Boley James. So therefore, they fucking lying. Them rappers don't exist in their world. Lil Wayne does. I fuck with Wayne, by the way. Kendrick does. Every lyrical rapper, y'all gotta have fun with your flows. And we do have fun with our fucking flows. Keep in mind what the fuck is gonna end up happening if we go too fun. Remind you, I don't think for a second I've been on this chill vibe. I be like that, I just double down on it. No, nigga, I've been rapped with the chill tone. And then after a while I started, you know, being more animated with the flows. I even said in the fucking song, niggas didn't even like it at all. Even I was being experimental with the fucking beats, which you would think would make you stand out, but since fans are petrified and scared and want to play, you know, picky choosy, so when I hop on a beat that does not even reflect a boom bappy sound, if it is modern, you know, to an extent, not generic, and even if you do some modern shit, you know, niggas will sit there and get upset and be like, oh man, you know, man, come on, bro. That's not the real you. I miss when you rapped over boom bappy beats. But if I made a whole fucking album that was on some boom bappy beats, you would call that shit boring. And we all know that. But then again, I don't know. But like, well, who is your audience? Well, shit, do the audience fucking know who they are? Because I can fucking make a song. Because trust me, I can make boom bappy shit. Do the audience even know what the fuck they want? Because one moment, be you. Next moment, I wish he fucking made more bangers. And you got that in your fucking fan base. It'd be more easier if I just had one fan that liked one thing. If you just like boom bappy, chill, vibey rap, fine, my nigga. I'll give you that. When you start saying, oh, I wish he did this, or I wish he tried this, or I wish he did songs like this, or I wish he had cocaine on this fucking verse. I wish he had, I'd have cocaine money. Like, he ain't gonna do it for free. Or I wish he had currency on his verse. Keep in mind, the currency beat pack just came out this week. Next week, I'm gonna get it. They still got the AZ shit because people are not buying those things because they are scared. Oh man, because they steal your money. Like, if they would have stole your money, that would have meant that you pay for the fucking pack, open up the fucking goddamn pack, and there was no verse there. That's stealing your fucking money. I've been buying those packs. I still got the Crooked Eye fucking pack. I still got the Crooked Eye verse. I haven't touched that verse yet. I still got the Razzcast verse from the West, from the last West Coast. Stop. Get back from there. Michelle, stop. From the last beat pack, I haven't even used that verse yet. And the Corrupt one, I want to go back and redo it because I didn't fucking like it. I still got the Planet Asia fucking song, Ruthless. And that's on there. Know what I'm saying? Now, I did that for me. And I didn't send that to no independent radio station because you know how these motherfuckers are. They're hypocritical. You keep on telling us when you're up on these beats, I can picture Planet Asia on this fucking beat. And so I go, let's say, for example, I get the stems, which is extra, by the way. And I put Planet Asia on a beat that I produced, co-produced with. When I mean co-produced, I'm talking about the composition. It's not mine. And I put him on that beat, and then I do a song, and I send it to you. How'd you get Planet Asia on there? And I got proof of everything. But like, no, it sounds like you tagged his vocals on. That's not authentic. Then stop telling artists that, like, you know that we have the ability to get big artists on this for cheap, right? It's like how fans, producers get mad when producers sell their beats for like $30, $40, you get 30 beats. Good quality beats, by the way. I'm just saying, y'all niggas want us to hop over good quality beats and beats that's on industry ready. And then once we hop on these fucking beats, especially me, that shit don't sound right. Come on, that shit's like some pop shit. Ain't that what the fuck you niggas be telling me to fucking do? Because I ain't like niggas that open minds anything that's unique. Hop on a fucking unique beat. I'm not liking the beat. If that shit's like any other beats on the radio. Oh, that beat sound like, it sounds too generic. I miss when you had beats that were unique. Fans are weird. That's why I'm telling you, like, what do you niggas want? I know what I do. What do you niggas really want? There's always niggas that swear up and down they fans of yours. Like, if you're a fan of an artist, why would you tell them to do anything that's even, and if the artist does choose to step outside their comfort zone, is there already what the fuck they want to do? When you start talking about, I was Misty owed you, and okay, fine, but don't sit there and tell me after years of me doing the same shit, because now you know what you expect from me. You don't want to feel like I'm, what is this? He's turning to left. If that's the case, don't fucking tell me to switch it up again. Don't tell me to switch it up. Don't tell me what beats I should be rapping on. Don't tell me you should step out your comfort zone, because you niggas are telling us as artists to not do that. And it's funny because the artists that you praise are the ones that step out their comfort zone. You know, the ones that you hate when they do that. Make that make sense. You want particular artists to keep making the exact same shit because it's familiar to you, but then you give praises to the artists that take the risk. Keep in mind, when we take risks, it's a fucking problem. And let's be real, they don't get, and keep in mind, don't think for a second that Kendrick don't get hit, because he's actually getting hit with the whole, I miss the Good Kid, Mad City Kendrick. I miss the Section 80 Kendrick. That happens once you get to a particular status where they like, okay, we get it, you're diverse, we get it, you can do different sounds, but come back to the Good Kid, Mad City sound. Come back to the Section 80 sound. And oh yeah, ask for that Section 80 verse that J. Cole made. But that was Kendrick's first album. Yeah, but that was his big album though. To defend J. Cole with that line where he says, we're talking about how Good Kid, Mad City was a great album and not at Section 80. To defend J. Cole, Section 80 wasn't as big as fucking Good Kid, Mad City. I want you to understand that. Section 80 was not in stores like that. People was not buying Section 80. I heard that shit on fucking Dot Piff, okay? Along with Overly Dedicated. That's the first time I heard Kendrick Lamar mixed, period. Section 80. That shit was not in fucking in stores. And that shit did not have no hits like Good Kid, Mad City. That's what the fuck J. Cole was talking about. It ain't like Section 80 had fucking hits. It was a dope-ass album, though. I'm just saying, it's funny how fans are weird. Now you want to say, To Pimp a Butterfly is Kendrick Lamar's most amazing album. Stop acting like you was not calling that fucking album boring. Even fucking Kendrick was like, bro, y'all was shitting on my album when he used to be on Twitter. I was like, this shit is not boring. And what do y'all even see as boring? Because y'all call anything boring. What is boring to y'all? You, like, what is really boring to y'all? Because even if a nigga does make hype, turn up music, and it's coming from a rapper that doesn't really make that kind of music, it comes off as weird, and you know it does. That's why artists pick beats that fit their sound. You don't even like when they do that. Then, to make this shit more motherfucking goddamn weird and crazy, the hate for Larry June. First of all, it's weird because you don't really, I can look up why Larry June sucks. And I like Larry June. But out of curiosity, I will type in on TikTok or on YouTube, why do Larry June, probably in the fucking, you know, on places like fucking, what's that fucking Tinder? Not Tinder, whatever that site is, they'll say, it's because he's boring. He has boring beats. He doesn't have no metaphors or punchlines or double entendres. Y'all niggas sound like the motherfucking Grinch. It didn't come with boxes or presents and gifts. That's what you niggas sound like. Not understand and realize, Larry June, and he won a Grammy, by the way. So that monotone, boring shit. Yeah, he was Grammy nominated for that fucking album. With Alchemist? Yeah. So I wouldn't find that fucking shit boring. But whatever, fans are weird. And it's like, not everyone does punchlines and metaphors and double entendres, my nigga. No one is not like that. I do that because I like doing that. But watch niggas tell me, well, you're not, but your punchlines be weak sometimes. Yeah. Like, Eminem don't say weak punchlines. Like, the Ghost don't say weak punchlines. And nigga, you're talking to someone who doesn't give a fuck about being that. Because God forbid if I even say, fans are weird. When J. Cole says, man, I don't know if I'm going to ever be as good as Kendrick and Cole. He says this in the song. Fans don't say nothing. When J. Cole has confidence and say, I'm part of Big Three. I'm the best. Oh, once J. Cole said that, I stopped listening to him. Y'all some retards. Y'all say at your face, if a rapper don't believe in himself, how can we believe in him? But then when an artist openly says that he's a GOAT, he's the best, because that's how the fuck he feels. Fuck how you feel. It's how I feel. Well, I have an opinion to say that you're trash, and you don't, and I can't believe that you said it about yourself. Because dare you big up yourself. Dare you big up yourself. Trust me, I have songs where I say I'll never win a Grammy, I'll never be top five, I'm going to fuck about that shit, even though it sounds like I don't care, but you do care. You're going to say that in your fucking reviews. Well, I don't know why he says that. Like, bro, you obviously do care about that shit because it bothers you. Like, come on, my nigga. What the fuck's wrong with y'all? And then when I do step out that slump, you're going to get tired of me talking about that shit and openly say, I'm the best. Bro, I don't like that it's your tonality. Now, you don't have to fucking say it. I'm the best. You fucking with the best. Just off me saying it like that, nigga. It's still you can say it in many ways, which I think is want people to over-exaggerate it, which in turn makes it sound corny. You're fucking with the best, nigga. It sounds put on. It doesn't even sound natural when I say it like that. I'm like, you fucking with the best. You got to say it in a way that you would normally say it. Not how you would say it if you over-exaggerated. What the fuck I'm talking about when I mean about tonality? And these niggas want you to just, whatever. But like I say, man, y'all niggas be weird with that shit. And even with the Rod Wave hate, he's in jail for some dumb shit. But the fact, it wasn't even about that. It's about his music sounding depressed all the time. I bet you that all his songs are like that. Fans love to fucking jump on bandwagons and don't know on hate trains just because it's cool. I did that with Drake back when I was in my 20s. I was stupid, and I would admit, because I didn't fucking really listen to Drake like that when it was on the fucking radio. So that was me. That's you how stupid a hate train is. And it sounds that 99% of people that hate on you don't even know why they're doing it. They just doing it because it's cool to do it. Never heard a single song of yours, but I hate you because someone else said it, especially on TikTok. It's like a fucking echo chamber in that motherfucker. For real. It's like one big fucking echo chamber. I'm like, damn. But that's not just on TikTok. That's just on any social media site. Like, who cares? They're like, yeah, but, you know, because J. Cole and Kendrick, they always make headlines. You know, people pay, their labels pay for them to do that, right? It's like how people be paying for up-and-coming rappers to be on these little rap radar pages that fans do not even care about. We want new artists. We want new faces. And so when they be on rap radar, who the fuck is this motherfucker? And then rip them apart from how the fuck they look. Because that's what I'm telling you. Fans are weird. Y'all, okay, this is rap, right? Why do niggas criticize everything but rap? How the nigga look, how the nigga dress, how the nigga talk, but not the bars that he's spitting. And then it's mid. Y'all call anything mid. That word is dead to me. Everything is meh to you. Like, there's like, nigga, just say that you don't care for rap without saying you don't care about rap. Because y'all been sneakily saying how rap is a dying genre. And let's be real, all y'all niggas don't care about rap. Nigga, goes into fucking hyperpop or fucking country. Because every time someone drops a fucking rap verse, even if it's from a GOAT rapper with dope lyrics, it's meh. Or I remember I was on what's that dude's name? Ocean Wave. It's like this white rapper who's spitting bars, and some dude said, he has that YouTube rapper flow. What the fuck is a YouTube rapper flow? Y'all just make up any fucking thing. YouTube rapper flow, underground industry plant. You know what I'm saying? Let's make up anything, any fucking thing, and make it valid. Like, it sounds stupid. It sounds dumb. Slut shaming. How you gonna slay me for being a slut? Let me be a slut. Okay. Like, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? I got a baby. Don't slut shame me. I don't care if I have a baby. I'm gonna be a slut. Okay. That's your kid. You know, and then it's just a lot of stupid ass shit. Like, you out of touch. Yeah, there's some things that you should be out of touch with because it just sounds stupid. Like, you ain't gotta be in touch with every fucking goddamn thing that's going on. That's dumb. Like, seriously. Like, right now, like I said before, that Kendrick and J. Cole beef, and you got every underground hip-hop here. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. It's funny because how raw and the underground is. I don't see underground rappers beefing with each other, lyrically. So you can't say how the mainstream rappers so soft, but yet they the only ones that y'all niggas watched that beef, but I don't see not one underground rapper beefing, lyrically. And battle raps don't count. But like I said, bro, it's just weird. Niggas be hating when you are...